I'm not going to look, but can we start that? Yeah. Let's start this.
Thank you for joining our hashtag I Mom So Hard podcast episode where Jen was already yelling at me and we not even started.
I wasn't ready. You cut me off. I was going to say, I think because we have the new P.O. box, we should go to our Instagram, follow our Instagram page, and we're going to have the address. We want to get your letters for mom boxes.
Letters and
Christmas cards.
We know some of you have them done.
Some of you got it together. We want to see pictures of your kids.
Mine are from 2018.
So go to the Instagram, like, follow, share.
Yes.
Subscribe and then send us a mom box.
We just want to see your kids. We want a picture. Yeah. And then if you do send us a picture, prepare that it might be in the background. So if you see your kids on there, just know if you send it to us, we want to hang it up.
We cannot wait for this.
Yeah, so, we're very excited about this idea.
Yeah, super exciting. So we've got a mom box that I died laughing, and I had to have like a long exchange with the girl.
You want to start with the mom box.
So this is from Ashley C. Okay, she says, I'm just going to start at the top.
Yeah,
but
go.
She said, for one, I've missed you and have been wondering where you two have been for like 2 years. Well, it's because we get a little bit hidden if you follow us on Facebook and stuff. It's the algorithm. My husband's like, who likes you more than me and I don't see you? Yeah. So you got to go find us. But okay. Whilst listening to a podcast, I slapped my forehead for my idiocy that I have been bringing. I'm still... She's still back on quarantine season, so she's not, like, totally caught up yet.
Oh, that's fine.
So that's, because we're on, like, 115, 116.
It's a lot of us.
Episodes now. Thank you for being so patient. You ladies like us better
than we're doing our best.
We like ourselves.
Yes.
It's really amazing.
That's been true since the beginning.
So she wanted to make a couple of comments that maybe are a throwback, but at home learning. I'm a single mom, and my friend was watching my son during the day because she got to work from home, and he was constantly behind, and I would constantly be behind because his homework assignment was not always posted online. Okay.
Yeah.
So she's playing catch up. So I asked the teacher if there was a freaking trick to knowing what all that he needed done, and her response was, "Well, he should know." Look,
I don't know if you
you don't ever give that response to a mom, but also, look, I mean, teachers,
I love my children.
At their limit as well.
They don't know.
Yeah,
they don't know.
So me feeling like I'm a horrible mother because I'm a single full time working parent, and I feel like I'm failing his future. Look him dead in the eye and say, "Bud, I'm going to fuck you up."
Oh, shit.
You need to start paying attention. You're getting too far behind. Mind you, I'm calm. That weird, like, nervous breakdown.
Tell me six.
Calm.
Tell me six.
Yeah. No, he's a teenager. He's a teenager.
Okay. Because if she was like, look, man, kindergarten will fuck you up.
Yeah.
And leave you out to dry.
This will help you understand that he's a teenager, too. So my son knows me and my sense of humor. I wasn't being scary at all, but he goes and tells my friend that I threatened to beat him.
Oh, my God. Teenagers are the worst.
Well, because he thought when she said, I'm going to fuck you up, need to make sure that you remember your lesson.
He thought mom's going to, like,
fuck you up.
Hey, man.
I do love it's that same, they take what you say.
And they twist it.
And they twist it.
And they make it work for them.
Yeah. Like, I definitely told an ER doctor that my mom hit me with a toilet seat because she did hit – I was
but
vomiting.
But she did not hit you with the toilet seat.
Yeah, but it was too literal. And so that's a case.
And then they're like, somebody make a phone call. And you're like, oh, no.
But most of this message she sent us was in all caps. She's like so horrified and like, you know – I know deep down, maybe you wanted to say that too.
Deep down, we all want to say that. Well, deep down, we're like, you know what? I wouldn't let anybody else talk to me like this without getting into a good bar scuffle.
Hey, BT Dubs, if your son's of the age that he should know everything that he has to have done, like he's a teenager.
Oh my God, they should know by then.
He should know. So yeah, maybe you should fuck him up for that. You know what? Making you look like you're not doing your job.
Like, don't besmirch my family name, sir, not knowing what you're doing. You hope they know. God, that's like a good lead into our subject today because
they mess up.
I mean,
we mess up. We all mess up.
We all mess up. Here's the thing that is making me so insane lately. Finn is in sixth grade. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, we went from like the normal, like you need a backpack and a water bottle and a lunchbox and then like your school stuff. All of a sudden, it's now like 15 bags of stuff.
Oh my God.
And it's also,
it's like a wheelie suitcase of stuff.
Oh my God. It's also a school computer, which are super expensive. Well, they're not that expensive. I think they should go better, but still, I don't want to pay for a Dell.
It's the kind of like a
Chromebook.
And you like shake it and there's a rattle in there.
Yes, for sure. I'm 100%. It's like full of ads and porn. That's all the school computer gives you.
You know, there was an entire fourth grade class using an Apple IIe just to play Oregon Trail.
Absolutely. Remember, and like nobody had did you have a computer at home when you were a kid?
Oh yeah,
we did not.
Yeah, we had a lot of, because my dad
and your brother.
Yeah.
Oh no, my mom's a teacher. She was like, we'll go to the school early. I'm like, we're already there at 7 a.m.
Go to the library.
We freaking live there. How about you guys just pull the trigger on a freaking Mac?
Yeah,
goddamn. We have a
my brother and my dad are so like, everybody has to have a computer.
We were the opposite.
My brother has given people he doesn't know computers because he found out they don't have them.
Yeah, he should have given me one. My parents were like, go to the library and use the Encyclopedia Britannica. I was like, that sucks. I have to write all this down.
Bar. Somebody at school was telling me, like another mom was telling me, that they got a big, huge, old school, like leather-bound dictionary and have it sitting on the coffee table. And then when kids ask questions, she's like,
look it up.
Yep. It's like, it can't get moved off the table. You have to
That because I don't think kids know how to do that.
No, and I'm such a... They're Googling it.
Oh my God, this is when I get so weird and old. But this is my whole point. Right now, I am trying desperately. My son is a tween. He does not like me. He does not think that I'm funny. He does not think that I'm charming. Basically, nothing I cook is right. Like, literally, this person is a disgruntled house guest all the time.
He's like your husband.
Honestly, there's two of them. Like, and you know what they like? Each other. So have a good time talking about the Astros.
Guess who's going to stay in the back house when you and Eleanor move into the front
house? Thank you. Those two. They can be roommates, and we will be roommates, and it'll be bliss.
Put your socks wherever you want.
Thank you. Enjoy it. But until then, I'm in the house, and I'm doing everything I can to make – I, like, drove – across town to drop off this pumpkin thing that like he had forgotten and was very upset for. And I drove across town to drop that off with a little bag of Halloween candy and his little Apple Watch, which by the way, was us trying to not give him a phone. So we got him an Apple Watch. They're so expensive. I could not hammer the point more about how much these cost and that this is a test for his responsibility, that we need him to make sure that it's charged and whatever. So guess what I get to think about?
And it's an Apple Watch. You don't ever have to take it off. You can wear it in the shower.
No, like, you have to take it off to charge it at night. Oh God, no easy thing. Like, don't even get, I wish if we could never take it off, I would have it like literally adhere. I'd be like, just surgically add it to his wrist.
Well, he's so active. I feel like he could charge that thing.
I know,
they
right?
Figure that
he's
out.
Like a gerbil on a wheel.
Yeah.
But so we are now, I'm now in the game of how much have you lost of the things that you need for tomorrow? I spend a good amount of my day looking for the crap that my son has lost.
Yep.
And it never occurred to me until like 2 days ago when I was like, I lost it. I go, Finn, where are your like nice shoes that we just got you? They're kind of like Vans. They're like leather Vans. Yep. And they were on sale, but still they're like, they're a good pair of shoes. He's like, I think I lost them. And it was like,
How do you lose shoes? There should be on your feet.
You
right?
only have two pair. I'm like, what shoes are you wearing? At one point he goes, I think these shoes are too small. And I go, well, yeah, those are the small ones. Why are you wearing those? He's like, I lost my, and I was, it's like my hair got curlier.
It doesn't make sense why kids lose an entire pair
How do you
of shoes.
Lose shoes?
And how is there only one on the side of the freeway too?
Right.
Why? How does that get there? How does
I don't know.
Fall off your body while
I saw
you're
a soccer game where, or no, a Marlins game where they were putting a shoe on their head like it's Quirky from freaking Seattle. And I was like, there you go. This is how boys lose shoes. You guys are doing weird bits with them and they're not on your feet. I need them to be on your feet. I need I need you just to get from A to B with shoes on your feet. Is that my goal? Is that where the bar is
maybe
set?
Maybe because he's in middle school. And by the way, you should know where your shoes are. This would be one of those times where he's going, like, middle school, it's like, does he have to change for PE?
Totally. So okay. It's all of it. Okay. It's not, the shoes are the thing that set me off the fastest.
I mean, you could do a secondhand store from a middle school gymnasium, couldn't you?
It's all I think about. It's like, the second he gets home, I'm like, okay, Finn, let's take off your Apple Watch and put it on the charger. Okay, let's go through and pack your bags for tomorrow. We have like, it's like we're sending a shuttle into space. I'm like, give me a check on engine number one. We got an audible check. We've got all systems are engaged. Give me an audible check on two. Yep. So because he's got to have a backpack for PE, for football, for baseball, for whatever sport it is, there's a bag for it. Yeah. And so he came home and he's like, oh man, I lost my football bag. It has my shoes and my mouth guard in it. And the mouth guard is all of $1.50, but I was like, now I gotta go melt this freaking mouth guard. And I got, like, when
go
do
to
I?
Austin found there'll be a mouth guard there. Use it.
Yeah, you 100% is where I'm at. It's where I'm at.
Yeah.
And you know what's so funny is always, this is a kiss of death. Whenever you see parents do something and they have kids that are older than you and you judge them, you will do the same thing and you
just
will
sign hold yourself up.
You're signing totally. Yourself up. Yep. I remember when I saw Ashley and she had her kids and they were on an iPad in a restaurant and I was like, I would never have to have my kids on an iPad in a restaurant.
They're going
to
be reading.
Cut to, I'm like, prejudice. Get on the iPad.
Yep.
And then now I saw there was a, what was it? Oh, there was a mom who really grounded her son for losing a water bottle. And I was like, woof. It was like a 7-day grounding. And I was like, and she goes, you just wait. She goes, the money you spend on the crap they lose is infuriating because it also feels very personal because you think they aren't appreciating what's been given to them. And you always try to outdo, you're trying to give them things that you didn't have. And so this willy-nilly idea of like, I'm just going to lose a pair of shoes when shoes are really
so
expensive makes me insane. It makes me feel like I'm not teaching gratitude. I'm not teaching responsibility. You can tell I'm a real joy to have at the house. I'm already not in a positive place.
It's so frustrating because you're saying here is a priority. You need to prioritize this.
Thank you.
And they just make the decision not to because
other things are more important.
I wish you cared about your shoes in the same way you care about a cartoon you drew 4 years ago.
100%.
You know exactly.
100%.
You never lose the iPad. You've always know exactly
that thing is attached to your hip.
1,000%. Here's what I think moms these days ought to do with shoes because they are so expensive. You know how your mom used to do your mittens and they would like tie
connect
together
them?
And they would go through.
Time
like,
to the.
Why don't we just do this thing that goes
through up through
your
their
pants?
Underpants?
Yeah.
Yep.
So you never lose them. They're just always dangling off the...
I think you just came up with a shark tank.
I think so. I know, right?
Because now... But then they've got to change into their cleats. And they've got to put it in the bag. I'm telling you right now. He has lost a pair of shoes. And this is what I said. I go, well, I lost it. And then the next day, I still was pretty mad. And so then the third day, I go, you have until Friday to recover those shoes. And if you don't, you are going to be grounded for 7 days. She's like, but how come, you know what, couldn't you put them together? Like, well, maybe you had them last. And I'm like, I'm going to take, somebody hold these.
Yeah.
I'm going to take these hoops off and we're going to go rounds outside.
Absolutely. Well, let me.
I got a bad hip, but my left hip's okay.
Let me see you're losing a pair of shoes and I'm going to up you one, just one, when they lose one shoe. How on God's green earth do you lose one shoe?
I got the one time my car got broken into, they stole, I had nothing in there. I was like, good luck, man. Like, you're going to have my face razor. You're going to get that. Go for it. They took one shoe. First of all, it was not an expensive shoe.
It had to have been fast. Like,
but I'm like, take both. At least somebody's getting the use out of them. But now you've taken just one. What are you going to use for an ornament?
We have a very, like a highly, what would you call it? Like a highly botanical. What is that? The backyard?
Very green backyard. It's a very
lot of shit growing.
It's a really nice garden.
Is the scientific way of saying it.
But it's really beautiful.
My son has lost one shoe so many times that I feel like when some kind of like future humans, like 10,000 years from now, like settle this land, they're going to be like, oh, back then they only had one foot and they worship some Adidas.
Anthropologists are going to be like, Well, they either only had 1 foot or boy, did they have one big reach of a leg, because we found one shoe here and the other shoe in Kissimmee, Florida. So we just think they had the longest legs that have ever been invented on humans.
It makes no sense to me. And a thing that really infuriates me, and I will say this, I like just let out an exasperated sigh. My son will wear, I'll be like, go put your shoes on if you're going to be out in the yard. He'll put the goddamn one on. He'll put the one shoe on and then run. Yeah. I'm like, do you really think that's what I'm asking you to do? Do you, like, even like.
Wait. He'll tell him, go put your shoes on.
Shoes on. He'll put
One that, and the other one's lost?
Yes.
As a way to say like, hey, look, you freaked out over nothing. I can still use that. I'm mobile on 1 foot.
I don't understand why he does it, but he's done it 3 or 4 times. No,
you know
joke.
Why he does it? Because he's trying to show you that, like, it's like this workaround. They're always just sort of like lawyering us. They're like, well, the defense would like to just point out
I can still
wear this other shoe. And I'm like, the prosecuting attorney, the one that's losing their fucking mind, would like to point out that you're going to outgrow the shoe by the time we find it.
Well, let me explain to everybody who a couple years ago might have seen my son walking around with one army print slip-on from Target and then one regular black and white checked Van.
We're doing our best.
He lost one of each, and I was like,
wear them.
Perfect. You got a pair because one's a right foot, one's a left foot. There's absolutely no way I'm going to buy you a new pair when you're just going to lose one of them.
I judge no parents anywhere in the upwards of after sixth grade, because I saw a kid get off the bus, and sometimes you just need to see somebody else like crapping out so that you don't feel so bad about your existence. And I was getting to the bus, and I saw this kid get off the bus, and there are these school-issued computer bags that you're supposed to carry, and this kid got off the bus, and literally, like, his backpack was barely on his shoulder, and it was, like, hitting everything as he came out of the bus, and the computer bag had one, he was holding it by one, like, a dog leash, and it was dragging behind him, and the mother was like, stop drag. There's a computer in there. There is a computer in that bag. You could just hear it from her voice. She's like, I have raised you better. What must people think if they see you dragging your computer? Do they think we're billionaires and we don't care?
My son will set his computer like on the edge of the couch cushion, and I go crazy because I'm like, I was in my 20s before I had a car that cost more than that computer.
I was very much into my 20s when I got my first computer. I got one of those Big Macs that
I didn't even have a car that was more than like $1,100 until I was like 24.
Totally. And that is, oh my God, it's such a different world we live in. And also I would just like to point out on this note that in the wonderful show, Little House on the Prairie, all they had to do was get up, grab a pail that had their lunch in it, a belt with books, and go to school. And now everybody needs roll bags and like an away bag and like, oh, send us those anybody that listens to that company. It's really great luggage. Yeah, it's great luggage.
We go through them a lot.
We go through them so fast. I just cannot keep up. I literally cannot keep up with just the sheer amount of crap that they have to keep up with. But it also is making me insane because I think it's such an important, weird life lesson about how important it is to be responsible for your stuff. Meanwhile, have I ever been at your house and not left something behind?
Never.
Not one time.
I know.
And it makes me mad at myself.
But you know what? I always used to laugh whenever anybody came over and they had like a toddler or a baby. I'd be like, what are they going to leave? Like it would be
one time.
I mean, yeah.
I did go to Nordstrom Rack and I was like, did I bring a kid?
I think I left him at Jen's before. Yeah. No, I mean, everybody leaves something. Like it's ridiculous. And I do want to throw the kids under the bus about one
little bit
before I throw myself under the bus.
Sure. No, they deserve it. On this episode, our kids deserve it.
I don't know if anybody else has this problem, but it's so specific in our family, and I can't believe it's a thing I spend so much time thinking about in my life. I wouldn't have guessed this, like that my adult brain would spend so much time finding the goggles. We lose goggles. And you guys,
it's infuriating.
It's so, my husband got so pissed off. He like lost his mind one time. He ordered 12 on Amazon.
And then they're gone.
And then they're gone. And then the ones that we have is like a pair of Ryan and Chrissy's kids that are like totally scratched up. That
yep. And the thing doesn't work. And they're like, can you at least fix them? And they're just.
I'm going to tie a knot in them. Yeah. Because you had nice ones. Where are they? Where do
where
they go? They?
Where are your goggles?
It doesn't where, make any sense where they go.
Where? And they look at you like, well, you should have made sure that you kept track of the goggles I used. I mean, that's your job, right?
I don't think there's ever been a mom who has not like picked up everything from the pool before leaving and gone, yep, got the goggles.
Yeah.
So I don't know if at some point you take them out or how they get
made. Yeah, I think you take them out.
I don't understand, but like the amount of their 529s, their college accounts would be so much higher if it weren't for their.
I'm going to start charging. Honest to God. Well, the other thing is when we talk about this, I'm like, what is the consequence? Because like, our son is of the age that he can understand that like people are on, there are people that are dealing with harder situations than us and people that have it easier than us. Or so I sort of say everything is perspective. Like you never know. Because LA is a very showy city. And I'm always like trying to, it's a battle that I never thought I would have because I'm from a small town. And we did know in our town who had money and in our town who didn't. But that you never quite knew who had what because people were a little bit more like close to the vest about like money, rich, being rich and being wealthy are two different things. And when you're from like a small Midwest community, it's like people don't want to live like out loud with their money, but you do know people that are wealthy that can afford like a nice vacation or nice cars, or at least they're really generous with their money too. Like that's when you saw people that actually had money. And it's always the ones that are surprising to you that like don't have the best house or the, so anyway, my point is I was trying to tell Finn, especially because he's older, I'm like, you don't know what people are dealing with just because they live in a fancy house and they drive a fancy car. Like they may not have anything in savings or they may be working paycheck to paycheck because they have overspent on crap that doesn't matter. And then you may look at the neighbor next to us who has a very small house, but she might own it. Like you just don't know. But I want him to appreciate the things that are given to him because he's been given so much. And like, losing a pair of shoes to me feels like the opposite of that. And he needs to understand. So our biggest thing now is like, how do we deliver a consequence when he doesn't find them? But I'm going to the school today and I'm going to walk through that lost and found. Like, I'm like Harrison Ford.
I make them pay for it.
You do?
I do now. Yeah. Even though Delilah's 7, she's really good at saving money, which I'm really proud.
You go ask for dough?
Yes.
I'm going to make them work for it. Because they don't even know they have, like.
She keeps like a running tally of exactly how much money she has in like her account of mom, you know?
Yeah.
Because look, I got to borrow all cash used, from
we've all
her
used
sometimes.
It for pizza.
Yeah, so I know. Everybody has. But I do. I'm like, if you leave your, this is our big one with the puppy. If you leave your shoes where they don't belong
and
they
he chews them,
a puppy, then you buy new ones. And I've enforced it. I absolutely have made them buy their own new shoes because it doesn't teach you a lesson if they just automatically appear. Because guess what? Maybe mom and dad were fine. They had enough money to pay the bills, but we lost so many pairs of fucking goggles that now we're downsizing everything.
We've got to move to a different house because the goggle. The goggle fees alone are killing us. Like, if we could just get our goggles, then we could go on a vacation. That would be nice.
All right. Here's where I get a taste of my own medicine, though, if I may.
I know. Same.
All right. Okay. Sunglasses. Oh. Let me teach you guys a little math problem. If you haven't figured this out already, there's an inverse mathematical relationship with sunglasses is that the more you spend on sunglasses, the less likely you are to keep them.
Right. Because so you're saying if they're expensive, you'll lose them?
You'll lose them immediately.
But then the ones you got free at, like,
that say
Hooters.
Like, yeah. You're like, what's that?
The ones that
Red Hot 100 glasses.
Yeah, you have
fireball.
So many scratches on it. Like, it looks like you're, like, looking through, like, a screen.
They're like a bad penny. You can't lose them.
Yeah, you can't lose
them. You run over them with the car, and you're like,
you go to every kid's event, and you're like, I really had it pulled together until now. And you're wearing, like, their goggles, their shitty goggles.
I know. And my husband has. I lose the sunglasses all the time.
Right.
All the time. So I don't buy them unless they're on sale because I will absolutely lose them. But my husband has prescription sunglasses. They're Ray-Bans. He desperately needs them in order to drive. every day of our married life, he asks me if
I've seen
his sunglasses. And honestly, sometimes he sort of says it with a tone like, I'm keeping them.
You mean like the kids?
Yes.
Where they're like, if you do your job, we would have my sunglasses. What?
Like, you haven't seen them at all? Like I did something with them, like I moved them.
You're like, you know what would be fun right now is right before we have to go to a soccer tournament is that I hide your sunglasses that you need to drive.
Wouldn't that be hilarious?
Yeah. Because marriage is so fun already.
So funny for me. But now whenever I see his sunglasses, I get like, oh, I don't want to put them in the place where they're supposed to go because they'll never find them then. But then I got to keep a mental note of where they are so that if he asks me, it can look like I'm keeping track for him.
As you guys all know, I'm ADHD, so I have a tendency to lose stuff, and I will put stuff in weird places. And so I do this weird thing where if I know I have a tendency to lose things or misplace things or not have things organized, I hyper do it. Yeah. So I can't let go. I can't, like, the second I see Finn, I'm like, make sure that you say hi and I love you first before you go right for his wrist for that Apple Watch to put it on the charger because you know you'll forget the second you see him. Like, yeah. I have to, like, chill out. But I've lost everything all the time. I lost a bike once. I literally, it took me 4 days and I was like, didn't I have a bike? Didn't I have a bike? Wow. I hated that feeling. And it did feel like some of it was my fault and some of it was my brain. And I would, or leave like backpacks or school books or library books or, and then have to pay for it. And it just felt so bad. Or keys. How many times have I lost my keys?
Oh, you have lost your keys a lot.
Yeah. You know what burned me though? You know what was a big thing for me to lose my keys, which was always the worst feeling in the world is to like lose your keys. Is one time I lost keys to my, when I had the Ford Edge, and it has a key fob to it. Yeah. Do you know how much those are? The boo boo, $300. Yeah. And we had a new baby, and I was like, I've just did the most awful thing. I was like, literally, like that's the second biggest payment I've paid this month is besides the car payment, which was $320. I'm paying a key fob. So then I was like, Kristen, you've got to have a key dish. And you keep your keys on you. That's why I wear crossbody bags because I don't lose my purse that way. But I did in Hampton Beach. You know what I mean?
Yeah. My brother did get a pair of car keys stolen by a ghost one time. That's probably
that feels like a different podcast.
But he did. I mean, yeah.
That feels also like something my son would say to me is like, well, I'm pretty sure the ghost took my shoes and my PE clothes.
The ghost took
oh, really?
Shoe.
Really? Yeah. The ghost is going to go do jumping jacks?
A pirate ghost.
Yeah. Oh.
The
ghost wanted to go swimming, so he put on the goggles and he wouldn't return them.
I do remember losing a burgundy cardigan in like kindergarten, first grade. I don't remember exactly when it was, but I guarantee you if I called my mom right now, she'd be like,
I still want that back.
That burgundy cardigan. I don't know if it was a family. Who made it?
I don't know.
My great-great-great-grandmother make it?
I honestly think it goes deep into our like DNA, like as like cave women. Like I do. I think like you have to hunt and gather. Think about how long it took to make a freaking, whatever you call it, like loincloth when you were like a cave woman. And if like you knew that you had made.
Hold on. I'm thinking about how long
a loincloth or a piece of clothing from a pelt of an animal that was hard to kill, and that kid left it at preschool, you'd lose your shit then too.
Yeah, I think it is one of those things probably where it is like a natural maternal instinct where in your brain you have this thing checked off as being okay. And so that never just means like there's less on the list. Like there's another thing added. So now they have added another thing on top of that list that you already had done that you have to worry about.
Well, but I also think it's when they get to a certain age, you go, there is something that
where
shifts.
Have I failed?
Right. There's a shift where you go, no. You should know how to do this now. Just like the mom who was like, I'm going to fuck you up.
No, let's like, edit that to be, you're going to fuck yourself up.
You're going to fuck yourself up.
What I'm telling
and
you.
And if you can't get your shit together. This is going to come back on you in a way that I can't help you with.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to someday, you're going to have a credential or around your neck and like get into a building, or you're going to have your keys, or you're going to have to make sure your socks match. God, geez, please make your bed.
Or it's going to come up in marriage counseling where you need to keep your sunglasses right, so that you always know where they're at.
Right. That it's not her responsibility to keep the sunglasses. Not. It's yours.
I can't do, because I'm trying to keep track of one shoe.
And one day, when you have children and they lose their shoes,
you're gonna do the exact.
And you come talk to me about it, I'm going to pretend like I'm on your side, but deep down, no, I'm not. I'm going to be like, can I remind you of the shoes of 2022 that you lost second pair?
But I do have this cartoon that you made when you were four.
Hey, did we go to a hot flash?
Well,
now,
we do what? Have to do a hot flash.
I do have a good one.
Mom box. Please send us your mom boxes to our P.O. box.
Tell us the shit they lose. Tell us how you lose your shit. Tell us how you try not to lose your temper. We're all doing our best.
It's about losing your shit.
And that's probably the title of this episode.
Yeah,
Tony.
Tony.
Lose your shit.
I lose my shit.
/HIT.
Yeah.
And it's not losing my shit. It's them losing their shit.
I do lose my shit, but that's a whole other.
That's Jen on the other episode when she ate too many vitamins.
And yeah, that was last week. So what's your hot flash? You said you had a really hot.
Am I wearing the same shirt as last week?
I just want to say that's like your love letters shirt. So
now you know if I lost this. This is a shirt that I've been wearing so many times that Jen's husband makes fun of me about it. It's been worn too much, and I'm never going to stop. My daughter wears it now, and I'm like, let it be.
He didn't even know I had blue eyes until he got his better glasses. He
was right. Like, well, he, yeah.
Couldn't even pick me out of a police lineup, man.
Well, he's happy. He's like, oh, well, you are attractive. You know? I do have a hot flash. I have a hot flash that I feel like once you're on board with it, you'll be on board hardcore.
Okay.
I have a new show, and I'm obsessed.
What?
I'm obsessed. It's called Reboot. It's on Hulu. It is about the cast of a TV show that was made 20 years ago are now rebooting that show. So it's not a show you know, but it's kind of like how, what are a couple shows that have, I mean, all of them are being rebooted. Full House, Magnum P.I., like all that crap.
Yeah.
But
Hawaii Five-0.
This is a show that is a fictional show created, and they're rebooting it. So they're all like in their like deep 40s, early 50s. And the cast is superb. It's like Johnny Knoxville. It's Paul Reiser. It's, now I'm going to just blank on her name. Rebecca Bloom, Rachel Bloom, who is just superb.
Yeah,
and then
she's great.
You've got Judy Greer.
Oh, God, who doesn't love her?
Who doesn't love her? And like the whole cast is fantastic. There's new people in it. There's like old Hollywood elite in it. Like the whole thing is fantastic. So they're going back and rebooting this show. And my hot flash for this week is Keegan-Michael Key.
Oh, yeah.
Who I've been in love with for so long that I forget how much I've loved him. And if you don't know who he is, man, if you want to go old school, he was on Mad TV. He's part of Key and Peele.
He's hilarious.
Which Jordan Peele is my next hot flash. But
yep.
He then went on to do – he's part of this improv – crew that we've been watching forever called the 313 out of Detroit. Then he went on to do, he's just literally one of the funniest people and he did the famous Key and Peele sketch where he is an inner city substitute teacher and he mispronounces all the names on the attendance list, which if you've not seen that,
it's a good one.
When I'm in a bad mood, I go watch that and I belly laugh.
Also that Key and Peele sketch where they do the football
player. Jennifer McAniston. It is the funniest. The football players is also one I can just watch 1,000 times. So he is on the show and he plays this.
Sounds amazing. I gotta watch that.
His character on the show is he like graduated from Yale School of Drama and it like he did this show. The show's real campy, like one of those like sitcoms where it's like two dads and a younger kid and everything's real corny. And he leaves because he wants a movie career, but it never happens. So he's down to do the reboot. And he has a former relationship with Judy Greer. So like, but this last episode, my husband was like, are you okay? I was laughing so hard. Keegan-Michael Key is not only a genius when it comes to like voices and characters, he's a physical comedian. And there's a part where he's playing basketball that I was peeing my pants. It's so funny. You have to see it.
This isn't a hot flash. This is a love flash.
I'm a love flashing Keegan-Michael Key. If you don't know him, watch Reboot.
You guys, are you blushing? She's blushing right now.
I just love him so much.
He is great.
He's handsome. He's cool. I think he's like, he's an improv nerd like we are, which is so great. So he's my hot flash.
All right. That's a good one. I think did we podcast?
Tony, did we podcast? Are you taking notes about how attractive we are?
You can send a letter to Tony.
So many. You can send a note to Tony. You can DM us. You can write a letter to us eventually. You can reach out and give us your best and your worst.
Your worst makes us feel better.
Your
worst is much more enjoyable than...
I think we podcasted. Did I just complain for 2 hours? It's fine.
Okay,
all right.
Bye.